So also we have the great Sukkos to begin this Shabbos, Chumash Vayikra. So Chumash Vayikra, of course, as we know, goes through all of the really fascinating and riveting halachas concerning sacrificial service, concerning the karbanos. And again, I've mentioned this a number of times already, but you understand the karbanos are especially important for us because Lamaisa, again, even though we don't yet have the ability to go ahead and offer up the karbanos, but there is so much to be learned from the karbanos that is still applicable to day-to-day life. In the same way that we recite karbanos every single day as a fulfillment of Uneshama Parim Sfasenu, right? We say karbanos every single day because we recognize that by reciting karbanos, there's a quasi-offering of karbanos as well. When I say the parasha of the Tamid, the Ola, the Chatos, I'm actually offering these karbanos. Similarly, when we learn the lessons of these karbanos and we incorporate those lessons into our lives, there's also a quasi-offering of the karbanos. So what lessons can we learn? So I'll share with you just a beautiful insight. So interestingly enough, this is in Perek Aleph, Pasek Yimol. The Torah says, Im ola karbano min habakar zachar tam yakev en al pesach al amoyid yakev oso etzono. So Perek Aleph, Pasek Yimol, chapter 1, verse 3, the Torah begins with the halachos of the ola. Remember, again, the Ola is unique because the Ola is a carbon that is totally consumed on the Mizbeach. So the Mefarshim tried to understand, why does the Torah begin with the Ola? In other words, obviously you have to start somewhere. But the Shaila is, why is the Ola considered to be the first? Why is the Ola reckoned first? So beautifully enough, the Rabbeinu Bachayi brings down, he says, Falama niskara ha'ola rishon ben ha'karbanos. Why is that the Ola is considered? Why is the Ola? Why is the Ola the first carbon mentioned? Listen to how beautiful this is. See, quotes the Gemara that says, Kia Ola ba'al lechaper al hirhurei ha'leif. The Ola comes to be mechaper, ultimately again, on negative thoughts. I will say, now I want to be clear. Now remember, it's not the pshat that if you have a negative thought, you bring a karban. Ola is brought for a whole variety of different reasons, but lamaisa, when bringing an ola is mechaper, an ola atones for negative thoughts, on machshavas, on desires of the heart, on machshavas rose, ultimately again, on negative thoughts, va machshava tamid kodemes lamaisa. And ultimately again, negative thoughts always precede negative actions. So says the Rabbeinu Bachayi, we begin with the Ola, because the Rebbe said the Ola teaches us an incredible lesson. Ola teaches us about taras hamachshava, purity of thought. In other words, very often we are focused on purity of actions, which halavai we should be zocha, right? Getting purity of actions is an incredible level unto itself. But it's important to recognize that what we do in life doesn't just occur in a vacuum. The way we act, what we do, how we behave, is very often a manifestation of how we think. What is my mindset? And I will say this becomes much deeper in life. A person has to ask themselves a very simple question. What are my dreams? What are my aspirations? What are my goals? What is it in life that for me that is important? Meaning, what are my machshavos? And I will say this is true in everything in life. You see, on a very basic level, what Rabbeinu Bachayi is saying is that what do we say in Shema every single day? V'lo sasuru, right? Acharei levavchem. We say, do not fear after your heart. So the Gemara says, Hainayim ros, right? The eyes see. Halev chome, the heart desires. V'hayadayim osos, and the hands do. Meaning, I have to be careful about purity of thought, because if I don't have purity of thought, lack of purity of thought ultimately leads to sinful actions. We know that. Sin doesn't occur in a vacuum. Sin begins with a desirous heart. So if I don't address the core of the issue, if I don't address the heart, then ultimately, again, I will not be successful in addressing the actions. That is true on a sinful level. But I will say, on a deeper, like, life aspirational level, there's a fundamental question that Rabbeinu Bachayi is addressing. What do I want out of life? If somebody were to come to me and say to me, you can have whatever you want, right? The genie came out of the bottle, right? One wish, what would it be? And I will say, interestingly enough, and by the way, and here there's the caveat to that is, no one else is ever going to know what I wished for. See, because if everyone's going to know what I wished for, then, you know, I have to do something like world peace or something like that, you know? But let's say, right, no one else is ever going to know what I wished for. It's only Beini u'Bein Atzmi. I'll say, what would I wish for? What is my dream? What is that goal? What is that aspiration? And I will say, very often, if we're honest with ourselves, the goals and aspirations we have are not necessarily so noble. Sometimes, again, I'm not talking about what I say to everybody else. I'm talking about deep down, when that genie comes out of the bottle, the one thing that I want. Very often it's not so noble. And because those core dreams and aspirations may not be so noble, that influences how I live. That influences what I do. That influences what I work on. That influences what I put my machshavas, what I put my energies to. Therefore, says the Bach, says the Rabbeinu Bachaye so beautifully, that the first thing the Torah talks about is the Ola. Because the Ola teaches us about Taras HaMachshava. L'chaper al-Hurei Alev HaMachshava. So not just in a sin context, but I will say, what do we want out of life? What do we desire? What do we dream about? What are our aspirations? And Abosta, you understand why this is so important. Because what we dream about are ultimately, again, the unstated goals and values that we transmit to our children. That we transmit to our children. You see, people often make the mistake that what our children learn is what you say to them. That's not true. What our children learn is what they observe through our behavior. I will say, you know, if at the end of the day, when life gets hectic, if the first thing that goes out the window is ruchnius, right? If when there's a long day at work, the first thing that goes out the window is shul, tefillah, bet zibur, or when finances are tough, the first thing that stops, ultimately, again, is tzedakah and other things. Those are messages that get transmitted to my family. Those are things that my children see. These are the unintended messages we give over to our children. The Bach, therefore, says, I have to be clear first. The first step in life is not what should I do. The first step in life is, what do I want? There has to be taras hamachshava, there has to be purity of thought. Says the Bach, that's why the Torah goes ahead and begins ultimately again with the Ola. Because the Ola teaches us that in life, it's not just about what you do, but it's ultimately about what you want. It's about what you aspire to be. It's about who you aspire to be. It's about what you dream of. So we should be zecher Rabbosai. We should be, you know, again, I want to be clear. Very often we're focused on taras hamaisa. And for many of us, again, that is a struggle in and of itself, and an understandable struggle, right? We think to ourselves, you know what, halavai, I should just be a good person behaviorally. I'll get my thoughts and my machshavas in order at some later time. That is true. You know what, halavai, we should be zocha to get our actions in order. But I must say, understand that if we're really going to be successful in life, it's not just enough to get our actions in order. We have to make sure that the machshavas, the desires, the dreams, the aspirations, the wants, are really in line with what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants of us. We should be zocheh mi'aretz Hashem that if we can't yet bring the carbon ola, we should be zocheh mi'aretz Hashem to internalize its messages. We should be zocheh mi'aretz Hashem to internalize the beautiful power of this particular carbon. We should be zocheh not just the taras hamaisa, but we should be zocheh mi'aretz Hashem the taras hamachshava as well.
Friday,